Okay, why don't we move on to Szymanski with Climb Up the Leaderboard.
I'm going to rock the rock in the fall of 94. I've been practicing all summer long, a couple years before. Got my eyes on the prize and my Sega Mega Drive has never let me down before. So I'm gonna climb up the leaderboard. Gonna climb up the leaderboard. I never cheat the system. I don't need your Konami code. My fingers and thumbs can work their magic with them and them alone. And my blue.
So right away, I appreciated the cool 80s retro synth sounds. I did have a note that I thought some of those synth stabs were pretty loud in the mix compared to the vocal, so I did wonder
a little
bit.
I had that exact same note.
So. Yeah. But they do sound good. I think Szymanski really likes these 80s retro synth sounds, and I don't blame him. They do sound cool. Another note I had is that the singing here, Szymanski's got a great singing voice, and he's got really strong vocals with a lot of character, and I appreciate that. But there was, I thought, a missed opportunity at one point. There's this line, all-time high, and he sings high on a high note, like with backing vocals. And that's a really neat thing to do, is when you sing the word high and you go into a high note, it's kind of just a, I forget there's a term for that, but it's a neat effect. But unfortunately,
it's called sound painting.
Oh, okay, sound painting. The that high was barely audible, and I could tell it was there, but I felt it could have been leaned into a little bit more, and you could really hear that high on the high note. I thought some of the harmonies, like on the word climb, on climb up the leaderboard, just didn't sound right to me. They weren't as sweet as I would have wanted them to have been. Like, maybe there was a dissonant interval in there somewhere. I thought the chiptune sounds at the end were definitely legit sounding, and they were right on. Those were excellent bleeps and bloops. And I also had a note about the chorus, which I thought was weird in a couple different ways. Like, it felt like it brought the energy of the song down rather than up. Like, the chorus got quieter and there were less instruments. The chorus is also just pretty short compared to the rest of it. And I didn't think the melody was very compelling. Like the line, climb up the leaderboard, I would have liked to have had that been hookier and something that I could really sink my teeth into and remember and kind of have that be also the title of the song. So I thought that was a little bit unsatisfying. But overall, I appreciated the cool sort of retro 80s sounds of the song, and I got what he was going for.
I really like this one. Again, I thought that the synths were just a little bit too loud and the vocals were a little bit too quiet, so you could just adjust those just a little bit and it would be pretty spot on. I liked his little vocal flourishes, like the I'm up the leaderboard, and so he started out with those and then later on he ditched those and started going for sort of like full sung words, and I thought that was a nice change. Like, I liked it with it and I liked it without it, and I liked the combination of both together in the same song. My very first note doesn't have anything to do with the song, and it's probably a note for everybody in general, and I think it is something that I've mentioned in somebody else's review so far, and it's, don't tell me what you did wrong in your bio before I've got a chance to make up my own mind about the song.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of that in a lot of bios. This person's sick, that person didn't have any time, etc.
But yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Not to put a too fine a point on it, but we don't care.
But yeah, that was the thing I learned in art school, is like, we would have to put up our work for review and we weren't allowed to say anything about it. We just had to put it up and let other people talk. And part of that is to kind of stop you from explaining your work to people before they've had a chance to judge it for themselves. And if you're talking down yourself before you even start, if somebody likes your song, then they feel like an idiot for liking it, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One other thing I noticed was there are a few little inconsistencies with tense and stuff in the lyrics. Like, I've been practicing all summer long for a couple of years before. Like, that as a sentence just doesn't make particular sense. And some of the things feel a bit jumbled, but when he's actually singing them, it makes sense. So I don't know if it matters that much. But yeah, I really liked this one.
I'm not sure. I think maybe actually sort of being compelled to read along with a song or you know, read the song bio before giving it a real review, it can sometimes detract a little bit. Like, I think about, you know, Jurgatorium songs where we've taken so many liberties. Our grammar was terrible just to try and like get this one rhyme that we thought was brilliant in there. And I think when people listen to it, they don't care. But then when they have to kind of sit down and actually think about it and say something about it or write down something about it in terms of a review, then they have to reassess based on our terrible, terrible grammar that was, again, just to...
Yeah, and I've been trying to listen to these without reading anything first. So I'll do like a first couple of listens just listening to the songs. So when I went back and read that, it's like, huh, is that what he said?
I think that's the best way to influence yourself too, where you can say like, well, you're going to give them more credit because you enjoyed it so much before you knew about the song.
I realized it was terrible.
Yeah, before you convinced me that it was garbage. Did either of you think that this song was about the Spin Tunes leaderboard on first listen?
No, because okay. The chip tunes.
I wasn't sure on first listen. I was like, oh, I wonder if he's talking about these competitions, because they are song competitions and they do have a leaderboard more or less.
That I mean, literally hasn't crossed my mind until you've said it just now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a cumulative leaderboard or anything, so it's not really a leaderboard, but it is, you know, ranked.
Yeah, I think the video game sound sort of gave it away.
Okay, so it was just me then. All right, whatever. Let's see. So I have here esports competitor Chris Tang wants to win the $25,000 Sonic the Hedgehog video game competition. That was the I want part of it. Szymanski's song bio reads like journal entries, like a whole group of, you know, week-long journal entries. And I like that. I thought it was a neat read to kind of get his whole process, despite sort of his own frustrations with his own work that are voiced there. And I thought his vocals on the song are so good and so amazing that I'm wondering how I haven't raved about them in the past. Like, I wonder if he's doing something noticeably better with them in this song. Like, maybe he's, like, closer to his ideal kind of vocal range or something like that. I don't know, but I thought his voice was amazing. And some of those harmonies at the end might be a little off, but I didn't really mind. I think if this had different backing music, the song would be way too over-serious. Like, the vocal line is all over-the-top, agonizing melodrama. And if it had electric guitars and bad synth strings behind it, you'd have a Whitesnake power ballad or a Foreigner song. But instead, it's this boppy, fun, engaging backing track, and it makes the whole song appealing. Having said all of that, I have no interest in seeing this musical. Zero. This musical has nothing for me.
Video I like games. What Szymanski has been doing with all of his songs so far in Spin Tunes, which is just taking this tiny little inconsequential thing and making a big dramatic song out of it. I know some people get frustrated by that, but I really like it.
Yeah, I remember last round, yeah.
He especially did that in round one with his passion for orange juice.
But then in round two, just making a court case out of his daughter,
yeah,
you know, waking him up at night, so...
He definitely had a great character to his voice in the round one song, and I really loved it for that. And I didn't honestly care that he was singing about orange juice just because his voice was so amazing.